Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, January 6th. First, our Winter Road Report, brought to you by Advance Marine and Power Sports. They're your local Yamaha dealer in Grey Bruce, offering full service in a professional atmosphere. Highways and county roads in Grey Bruce are snow-covered to track bare with slippery sections. Visibility is listed as good or fair in most of Grey Bruce, but it is listed as poor on Highway 21 from Kincardine to Goderich. Several business owners in the Owen Sound area are fed up after another progressive conservative provincial government mandated COVID-19 shutdown. Several businesses, such as movie theaters, gyms, indoor rec facilities, concert venues, and museums, among others, have been mandated to be closed until at least January 26th. The owner of the bowling alley in Owen Sound, John D.G. Schnurr, also expects a prolonged closure period for his business. He recalls April 2021, when the province implemented an emergency break shutdown that was supposed to last 4 weeks. That 4 weeks turned into more than 3 months. His business was not permitted to open again until July 16th.
If the bowling alley isn't able to open up in 3 to 6 months, we'll probably be closed in six. We're good.
Meanwhile, the Boot and Blade had to deliver layoff news to six staff members on Tuesday, reducing the number of workers to four. They used to employ 26 before the pandemic. 10th Street Diner owner in Owen Sound, Rob Brennan, says the last 2 years have been very difficult, and not just financially, but psychologically as well. Asked whether the Ontario government needs to think of new ways to approach COVID-19 rather than turning to shutdown measures, Brennan says he supports the position that we have to try and keep ahead of the virus, but does think a more progressive approach is needed that will keep the province open. Public Health Grey Bruce says there are numerous appointments available in the three hockey hubs for those 5 years of age and older to get a COVID-19 vaccine. The hockey hubs are located in Port Elgin, Chesley, and Owen Sound. You can make an appointment by calling the province's booking line or by booking online on the province's website. Huron Shores Hospice is receiving a $10,000 donation for its end-of-year campaign. The funds came from the Society of United Professionals and will match the first $10,000 that was raised, doubling each donation's impact. Hospice co-chair Cheryl Cottrell says their goal was to raise $50,000 between Giving Tuesday on November 30th and the end of the year. They've surpassed that with just under $60,000. The funds will sustain the hospice through to its hike event in May. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke at the Capitol today, exactly 1 year after the storming of the Capitol, during which 5 people died and hundreds were arrested. Today, Biden condemned the attack and said he vowed to defend America, saying he will allow no one to place a dagger at the throat of democracy. Former President Donald Trump was impeached for the second time following the storming of the Capitol and acquitted the following month. Trump canceled a press conference he had planned to hold in Florida today. He says he'll instead discuss his grievances at a rally planned in Arizona later this month. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 32 points to 21,072. The Dow Jones is down 170 points. Our dollar is trading at 78.58 U.S. cents, up 18 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $79.56, up $1.71 a barrel. In sports, there are 11 games in the National Hockey League tonight, including Calgary at Tampa Bay and Winnipeg at Colorado. The Toronto Maple Leafs game at Montreal and the Ottawa Senators game at Seattle have been postponed. There are 2 games tonight in the Ontario Hockey League, including the Mississauga Steelheads at North Bay. The other game has Oshawa at St. Catharines to meet the Niagara Ice Dogs. The Hamilton Bulldogs game at Peterborough against the Petes has been postponed. The Owen Sound Attack are scheduled to host Barrie on Sunday afternoon in Owen Sound. 4 games tonight in the NBA. Of note, the Golden State Warriors are at New Orleans, while the Phoenix Suns host the LA Clippers. The Toronto Raptors, who defeated Milwaukee last night, will host Utah tomorrow night. That's a look at news and sports. You can find more on our RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.